Welcome to In Progress. I'm Abby.
And I'm Amanda.
We're two creatives in our 20s talking creativity, business, faith, and the beauty of living a life in progress. So for today's episode, we're talking about being introverted or extroverted as a creative. Yes. And I really love this topic just because I just like studying people's personality types. And I actually did a poll on my Instagram. I don't know if you did, Amanda.
Yes, I did too. What were your results?
Okay, so people said that they were 66% introverted and that 34% were extroverted. And that was the audience.
Okay.
Yeah, did you do your audience
too? I didn't ask my audience. Okay. I asked them what they thought of me.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah. 31% said that I was introverted.
31.
Or wait, no, 31% said that I was extroverted. Sorry, it was more that said that I was introverted, which is correct. I am introverted.
You're more introverted.
Which I was kind of surprised because usually in real life, I think it's because it's online, in real life, people, like, get to know me, and when they get to know me, I act more extroverted.
Of course. So. Yeah. Because you trust them more.
Right.
Yeah, it's funny because I did my audience, too, about myself, and they said at first they thought I was more introverted, and my heart kind of sank. Even though, like, there's nothing wrong with that because I am, like, half and half in all honesty. I'm an ambivert. But anyway, the results, I think, said 61% said I was an extrovert.
Oh, good. Okay. And I did vote for the extrovert. I was like, I probably shouldn't because I know why she's doing this and we've talked about this.
Yeah, I think people, like, I'm both. I'm an ambivert and we can talk about that more later. But I think people see me as more, like, loud because my images do evoke that kind of
emotion. I was going to say, your branding is, like, extrovert.
Yeah,
colorful,
very
bright, moving,
like,
motion.
Like, my smile is, like, my mouth open.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
You just have an extrovert
brand. But I'm also, like, I don't know. That's not me all the time,
because
I definitely need my quiet time. Right. But anyway, we should get into actually explaining what the differences are between introvert and extrovert.
Yes. So I'm assuming most of you probably know what an introvert and extrovert are, but, like, for a long time, I didn't. So just in case, here's, like, a quick explanation. So introvert doesn't mean that, like, you're shy and you, like, hate people. That's not what it is.
Yeah.
Really, it's all about where you get your energy. And so introverts get it from, like, being alone. We recharge a lot. And then extroverts, you know, they get their energy by being around people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's easy to think that extroverts are just really loud people.
Yeah.
Because that's what I thought for the longest
time.
Right, you know?
And that's what I still kind of lean towards. I'm like, well, are they loud? And I'm like, no, it's actually how they get their energy.
Yeah. So for extroverts, they usually love big parties and just, like, love feeling energized. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, for me, I love experiencing things like that. Like, I recently shot a wedding, and there's, like, a big dance party at the end.
Yes, she sent me the videos.
Like, oh, yeah, oh my word, it was so fun. Not that I was dancing, I was, like, shoulder dancing. But we have this thing at school called Rush, and it's basically kind of like a Christian school sorority.
Seriously.
Party. But I love it. It's one of my favorite nights of the year, because you get to go to every booth and, like, talk to everyone, get free food. And just, you can feel it reverberating through your body, like, the energy. And
that
cracks
excites
me
up. Because actually that, like, I hated it.
It exhausts you.
Yes, so I would be walking there and I would hear, you know, like, not the drum. I guess they do have drums and stuff. But I would hear it and I would, like, my heart would start pounding and I would be like, I'm turning around. I'm done. Like, I'm not even going to go. So, but every year I went, this year it was canceled, and
oh, so
I
sad.
Was not sad at all.
You were sad? Oh,
I
so
felt
sad.
Like such a party pooper.
Aww.
But I just, like, I would go there and kind of just stand there and feel awkward.
Yeah.
Because I didn't do anything. That was also the problem.
Okay.
I don't know. It was scary going up to people I didn't know.
Okay. So. I love just pretending like I was still a freshman. And I was going to do that this year still, even though I've graduated. I wanted to come and just get free food.
Hey, why not?
But, I mean, they made it smaller, so I couldn't. But
yeah.
It was just so fun going around with friends and just saying hi to people, even though I didn't really know them.
See, that's the thing. I think it also depends on who you're with. Like, I wasn't with extroverts.
Okay.
So if I had been, I think, like, I would have followed them around and felt more comfortable, but it was just, like, I think it was me by myself one year, and then the other year was me and my sister, who's also, she tends to be more introverted, so, yeah.
Okay, so, see, mine, I'm kind of different. If I'm with an introvert, I'm actually more extroverted. Because I balance the situation out. Like, I'm a very adaptable person.
See, and I'm empathetic, so whoever I'm with, I tend to, like, chameleon into whatever they're
See, like, I want to make them feel okay and better, so I balance it by being louder. So that they don't feel like they're so muted and, like, we're both so quiet. Like, that makes me feel uneasy when both are quiet.
Yeah.
So.
That's really neat.
Anyway, yeah, extroverts love parties. And, oh, Amanda put down the outline that quarantine was a nightmare if you're an extrovert. So, I don't know. I guess I'm both because I really actually liked quarantine.
Right. Like, there was a mixture.
Yeah. It's a mixture.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, there were a lot of memes going around that was, like, introverts right now. Yeah, extroverts, like, you know, crying face or something. I was like, okay, like, not really. Mm-hmm. I mean, believe me, so my family is really into golfing, so they would leave and go golfing without me all quarantine. Like, most days of the week. Yeah, and I got so, like, I was so lonely, I did not like it.
You didn't like it.
No. Okay. No. So, like, I mean, the first couple of weeks, I was like, whoa, this is magic. But definitely later, I was like, I just need to touch somebody.
Touch somebody.
This is, like, not good.
That's hilarious. See, for me, it was nice because I finally got to sit down and slow down. You know? So, I don't know. It really just depends. Yeah. And we're not boxed into any category. Nah. But anyway, that was a very long explanation of what the differences are between the two. And so for today's question, we're going to talk about what our actual personality types are. So I already said it. I'm an ambivore. I can eat anything. It's true. I'm an ambivert. But I will definitely be talking more about being extroverted in this podcast just because Amanda's going to talk about being an introvert.
I'm the introvert. Yeah. What's your, like, Myers-Briggs?
I'm an ENFJ, but I'm also an INFJ. It's both.
Okay. Because I'm an INFP. Okay. So we both have the NF. Close.
Yeah.
And sometimes the INF.
Yes. That's so funny. We definitely get along. Apparently, this is what my friend told me, is if you have the two middle letters totally different, opposite, then you won't get along as well.
Yeah, because it's, like, intuition and then feeling-based. Yeah, so.
Amanda and I are very feeling-based.
Yes, I'm not ashamed of it.
And I'm judgmental. Just kidding.
That's, like, most negative word.
I know, why is it the J?
I don't know.
Anyway, I already talked about how I polled my people, so... Oh, I even asked them, though, because I was curious about why they chose extrovert. Mm-hmm. And so I messaged certain people, and they said, you seem like you love being around people who matter to you, but maybe secretly you like some alone time and quiet time to recharge. Somebody said that about maybe me being an ambivert and not just an extrovert.
Okay.
But then somebody did say, like, you seem like you love being around people, and you never hesitate when you're around them. So that's why they thought I was an extrovert.
You just go for it.
Yeah.
In
maybe.
The moment.
I don't know. In the moment. But then afterwards, I am kind of like, I need my quiet time.
I know. I feel like someone wrote me and said something like, well, online, I think you're an extrovert, but I kind of have a feeling that in person you're an introvert.
And
I
was like,
whoa. Deep.
I know. I'm always, have you seen that trend where people ask, what's your assumption about me?
Yes.
Oh.
I feel like I would not ask that. I don't know. I feel like some of them are kind of mean.
Yeah, like...
All the trolls come out.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, so what's your personality type?
I am an introvert, and I'm an INFP, and I'm an Enneagram 4, and... I'm just kidding. I don't know of any other ones. And I'm also Belle on the BuzzFeed quizzes.
Oh, that's so cute. You are definitely a Belle. Oh, that's cute. I'm an Enneagram 6-3-1. So, loyalist... achiever and perfectionist. So why don't we go ahead and jump into strengths and weaknesses of both types?
Yes. All right. So I'll start with introvert just because I am an introvert. Okay. So some of our strengths is that we are less impulsive and a thorough decision maker. Now I feel like actually in my case, I tend to be the more impulsive one.
You are.
Isn't that weird? Like, and I'm not.
That's so funny. And I say, I mean, in this podcast, I'm, like, the extroverted side, but I'm not impulsive. Isn't that weird?
I don't know. I think it's because growing up, like, I was homeschooled, so I was kind of in, like, the quiet, thoughtful realm, you know? Like, I was by myself a lot, so I just was able to, like, have an idea and do it, like, and execute. So I'm just kind of used to that.
Okay.
I do like thinking about stuff. Like, right now I'm making a really big decision. And so I do, you know, the person was like, I'd like to know within the, you know, next couple of days. I was like, I just want to marinate about it and, like, journal. For sure. Yes. And, you know, just think about this for longer. So, like, big decisions, yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, even that's stuff like, like, pizza choices.
Are you kidding
me? I'm a thorough decision maker. Okay, so another one is that we are, like, we tend to be, well, this is less affected by feelings, but I feel like feelings still do.
Feelings are more, because you're, like, you know, you're in yourself more.
Yeah. So I'm going to say when you're introverted, you're actually probably going to be more in tune with your feelings, mm-hmm. even to a detriment, which I've had to, mm-hmm. you know, point out in my life and learn how to, like, take that. Because literally it used to be decisions, it's how I feel. Mm-hmm. And I was actually really mm-hmm. proud of that because I believed a lot and, you know, like, well, my gut. And we are Christians, as we've talked about. So mm-hmm. sometimes I think I label feelings as the Holy Spirit, and mm-hmm. it's not. It's mm-hmm. not always.
Yeah, not always. Yeah,
you can't always say that because feelings come and feelings go. And feelings are deceiving.
Yeah.
Productive at working alone. This is huge. This is so, really big. Like...
Yeah, I think I can see that. I do like working with teams, but I definitely see the part where mm-hmm. sometimes it's just easier and faster if you do it yourself.
I know, and it's weird because even, like, I'm learning about writing resumes and stuff right now, and that's, you know, a soft skill. Are you, like, good as a group or a leader? I'm like, can I put both?
Yeah, can
like,
I put both? It makes you look bad if you say I know. Hate groups.
I'm like, and
you don't hate them.
Like, yeah. Sometimes I like being in charge, especially if there's a lot of conflict going on, because mm-hmm. I'm a very no-conflict person.
Okay.
I'm like, I want everyone to be heard. We're mm-hmm. going to talk about this, and then we're going to, like, talk more and feel okay. what's the right answer as a whole. No.
Pass around the talking stick.
No, seriously. We're all going to hug it out.
That's a good topic, though, confrontation. Because for me, like, for me, it comes more easily to confront people.
Which, yeah, I wish I had that. I don't. And I have to get past, like, it's not a personal insult to them to confront mm-hmm. people.
Yeah, it's not.
And for me, sometimes, like, I know sometimes my artists might get a little upset, which has helped mm-hmm. me. Because they'll be like, what do you want? I'm like, well, anything.
Yeah. Anything.
Just with ink. And they're like, what? You know? So even that sometimes can feel like conflict or being, because mm-hmm. I don't want them to be annoyed that I'm being bossy. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. anyway, that's a long way to say that I'm good at working alone, so.
We're under the third point, and there's, like, a bajillion.
Okay, great listeners. I like to think this.
Yes.
In a group setting, would you be more of the person probably that, like,
it depends. Says their, like,
opinion?
Usually I listen if it's a group that I'm not really very familiar yeah, or close yeah. with. But if I'm part of, like, the leadership team, then I'm the one sharing a lot of my ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think one of the things I'm working on is, like, really listening mm-hmm. well instead of thinking of the next thing to say. Because I always like to relate to people and making yeah. them feel good.
Yeah.
So when I do that, I end up, like, listening, but then I'm like, okay, what am I going to say next?
Right. Right. And as a photographer, this comes into play. Because, mm-hmm. like you said in the service-based episode, like, they're not just paying for the photos that you're handing over. They're paying for the experience.
Exactly.
For your personality. Yeah. Stuff like that. So.
You're a good listener, Amanda. Oh, you listened to her podcast episode.
I did. I had to edit it like 3 times.
That's
so.
True. Right.
Okay. Definitely, we tend to be perfectionists because we are very much like inward, detail oriented. I didn't used to be like this, but I definitely am more now, especially mm-hmm. with the magazine. Like, there's mm-hmm. just so many different components. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some weaknesses just really quickly. Social events is a huge one. very huge. May value own opinions is something that I definitely struggle with. I don't know. Just because we are so, like, feelings-based, it's like, well, I feel like this is good. But other people are like, well, from a logical standpoint, this mm-hmm. just doesn't work. Or the customer just plain old doesn't like it. I'm like, but mm-hmm. I like it, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. why don't they? We do tend to, like, judge others because, again, we're very much in ourselves. I feel like... In a way, we know ourselves really well, but we also don't. So we tend to judge others because we don't contemplate them as much and give them, like, the benefit of the doubt.
accomplishments may not be remembered just because you're a lot quieter and you don't have such a big personality.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's actually a perk because you're not the center of attention, and introverts don't like that. They want to serve more behind the scenes.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that too. And
it's just sometimes, of course, it would be nice to like win something. Or, and I'm very much like my love. We'll have to talk about love languages too, because like I wrote an article for my magazine about love languages based on a book about love languages in the workplace. Actually,
oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I can't even remember what I was. Oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. Mine is actually words of affirmation.
Oh, okay, I see.
Which, yeah, so, and, there's usually, you usually have two, so mine is also, like, time spent with people.
Words of affirmation, like, I appreciate them, but I'm also a six.
I feel so like you're gifts.
I'm skeptical of things like you're that. You're like,
but really.
Yeah, like, I always kind of, like, look inward again and say, oh, I could have done better.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really deserve that compliment.
Right.
Yeah, I think I like actions the most. Mm-hmm. Like, I really appreciate it when somebody does something. Like,
acts even of service.
When my dad, like, does the dishes when I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
That makes me so happy. Or, like, when he cleans the car when I'm about to travel.
Oh, okay.
It's, like, the best.
Okay.
Oh, love it. Okay, we're gonna get into extroverts' strengths and weaknesses. So, first, strengths. Extroverts, obviously, can make quick friendships.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
which is great in business.
They just know exactly how to get you in the good spot, you know?
Networking.
Yes, this networking. And just making you laugh, usually. But for the most, well, not for the most part, I don't want to say that, but sometimes it's just kind of surface level, and it's not really deep down. Like, I feel like introverts are, you know, better at listening, so they can form deeper relationships and deeper conversations.
But then we do tend to, like, write people off, because it's like, well, I don't have enough time or energy to, like, you know, devote to them, so they're just gonna have to be a, you know, fluffy friend.
Oh, yeah,
fluffy friend. And I won't really talk to them very much.
That's funny. And then extroverts are very straightforward and candid and charismatic, and sometimes this is a flaw, because sometimes when they want to confront someone, they do, or if they want to say something, they just say it without any consideration of anybody's feelings.
And it can come off to the introvert as, like, super rude, when it wasn't meant that way.
Yeah. But that's a strength. I'm going to list the strengths first before I nitpick.
Oh, you're right. You're right. We got to stay positive.
I feel bad.
Hold on.
Yeah. They really like group settings. And then they're really great public speakers. And then they're very determined and likely to take charge. But I think introverts are also like that once they have their heart and their mindset to the task. And they're also very self-reliant. As far as weaknesses, now we can definitely
All right, ready.
Kidding, kidding. We love you, extrovert. So, yeah, we do make rash... Well, it says here makes rash decisions, but we talked about how Amanda, who's an introvert, actually does that more. For me, I take a long time to make decisions just because I think I was raised that way. Like, my parents are very, like, they want to weigh the pros and cons of everything. Mm-hmm. They're very, very cautious. Maybe it's also because we're from a different country.
Oh, that would be,
being immigrants, we're just more, like, we don't want to upset anyone. We don't want to stand out in the wrong way. So I usually take my sweet time to do everything, even at the store when I'm shopping. It's bad. May highly value the validation of others. Oh, okay, yeah, so I think that when you are extroverted, since you're usually, like, the louder one, or maybe even, like, the funny one, you kind of wait for people to react, which I try not to live like that, because that is so suffocating. I feel like it boxes you in, and you, like, always live for everybody's approval and expectations, and I do not like that. Another weakness is that they get lonely because they need other people, and that's why quarantine maybe was not the best for them.
Yeah.
So bad. But, I mean, I enjoyed it. But again, I'm not, like, 100% extrovert. And then they may come across as harsh, aggressive, or intense. And I definitely, like, can see that. I don't know. So I told you how I'm louder when I'm with, you know, quieter people, just because I balance it out. But when there is someone who's louder than me, I tend to become, like, a little mouse, because I don't really know I don't know what to say that could balance. Well, there's two ways. If there's a loud person, I try my best to really imitate them and to adapt to their personality. it's exhausting. Yeah. And then there's another way where it's like, you're too loud, I can't even, like, I can't reflect that loudness, that like, personality. Sorry. So I tend to, like, go back like a little turtle into mm-hmm. my shell. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, when I feel the least myself and least confident. Like, okay. I would say I'm the happiest when I'm more bubbly mm-hmm. and, like, more approachable and friendly.
So when people give you the space to, like, be heard.
Yeah, when I'm heard.
Yeah.
I feel sad when I'm a little quiet. Like, if we have project meetings mm-hmm. and I wasn't able to voice my opinion or I didn't even get a think because everybody was just so loud.
Yeah.
Then I kind of come back feeling down mm-hmm. on myself. Like, oh, I could have said this or, like, okay. I should have said something.
Yeah. You want to add kinda, value.
Yeah, I want to add value. So that's one weakness. Another weakness that extroverts have is just being very intense and, like, basically suffocating introverts and draining their energy. And then they also really like the spotlight and they tend to be inconsiderate. But those are just some strengths and weaknesses of extroverts. And I do want to mention, because this is about creatives, is that as photographers, you don't necessarily need to be an extrovert. Mm-hmm. I think that's a myth. Everybody thinks that you need to be an extrovert to take pictures of people because you are, you know, in charge of making them feel comfortable in front of the camera. Right. And I don't think that you necessarily need to be an extrovert. You just need to be someone who loves people mm-hmm. and who can be empathetic.
Yeah.
And learn how to direct. Like, you have to have a voice because you need to tell them what to do with their hands and everything. Right, but you don't need to drain your energy, because I can totally relate. Like, when I go to sessions, I'm 100% there and present and trying to make them feel happy and, you know, feel at ease with my expertise. But you don't need to, like, yell, or you don't need to be the funny person. You don't need to be a comedian. You can just be someone who cares for them, and you can be soft-spoken. It's totally fine. Just make sure you are leading them and telling them exactly what to do so that they feel at ease in front of the camera.
Right. Because that's your job as a photographer, to make them look the best that they can.
Yeah.
So when you think about it that way, it helps.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go into actually coaching you guys.
Yes.
And just guiding you a little bit on how to be a better creative with your specific personality type. So we're going to start off with being an introvert as a creative, and I'll coach this part since I guess I'm, like, the extrovert in this situation.
Go ahead.
But both Amanda and I will give tips and advice for each one. So I actually asked you guys on my Instagram about, like, things that you may not like about being an introvert, and somebody said, it was actually my friend Raina. I don't know if I just mentioned their names, but she said I could, so.
I think it's fine. Think people it's love fine. Podcast shoutouts.
Yeah, exactly. She said sometimes it's hard to like the work it takes to put content out there because it's so exhausting, because you are quieter. You know, you have to put in extra effort to be noticed.
Yeah.
So do you have any tips about that?
See, it's, I'm really lucky because I do something that I really enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. So, like, but right now I am in a really big creative rut. Mm-hmm. So, okay. I feel like, I don't know. I would say you need to kind of reset almost and be inspired, because we're talking about introverts, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so as an introvert, you want to reset. So right now I'm in a reset phase, which means I'm not going to be, which you can't always do, but I'm not going to be touching the magazine for 2 weeks.
Oh,
but okay. For you, I would suggest, like, go on Pinterest, find beautiful things and pin them. Watch studio vlogs about artists mm-hmm. on YouTube to just get you excited to mm-hmm. create again.
Yeah.
You know, doodle, sketch, do things mm-hmm. that will kind of reset you, even if it's not art related. Like, mm-hmm. I love taking walks. I'm like old person now. I love my walks. You know, taking a shower, just anything that will reset
take a
you.
Shower, please.
Yes, you're like, I can't do this. Take a shower. Yeah, so that would probably, like, reset.
Okay, yeah. I would say find motivation and value in yourself. Like you said, you love your magazine. You love what you do. So I think as long as you're liking what you're doing, it doesn't really matter what else anybody says, even if you don't get the spotlight or any, you know, any appreciation. I think as long as you really just enjoy what you're doing. Also, learn how to ask for critique. I know that when I get in my quiet zone, I'm like, I don't want to show anyone because I don't want to, I don't want to know their thoughts. Because what if it's bad? But I think that if you are showing people, then I'm sure they'll have at least something positive to say. Like, make sure you do go to people that you trust and that aren't just going to, you know, what is it called? Fluff you up?
Build you up.
Build you up. Fluff you up.
You said fluffers. We don't want fluffers.
Yeah, we don't. That should be a quote. You don't want people to just say good stuff. You want people to actually truly critique your work to make you better. Mm-hmm. But just learning how to share as an introvert is good. And then Aubrey said, sometimes trying to come up with conversation topics with new people is exhausting. And I can see that. Like, I don't know. For me, since I am both, like, I experience both and just having a hard time coming up with conversation topics. But just finding something in common, like, listen better and just keep asking how or why questions instead of, like, yes or no. Because if they just reply with a yes or a no, then you don't know how to continue the conversation further. Oh, and then I did say earlier that I'm trying to listen better and trying to figure out how not to think of the next sentence to say. Like, I want to let them be in the spotlight versus me jumping in and, like, ruining whatever story they had.
Right. I think being a listener is a big thing. Like, learning to listen and ask good questions. Because they'll do all the talking themselves. True. Like, we love talking about ourselves, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oh, and then at work, you should also ask about what's being worked on. Like, if you're working with other creatives, just try to share more instead of, you know, again, being in your little sitting cubicle. Sitting in my cubicle. Yeah, never standing up. Oh, and then also, if you do ask, make sure that the person you're asking isn't wearing headphones. Because when I was an intern, I was trying to be, like, this little bubbly intern, you know, meeting everyone. And I, like, I asked someone, hey, what are you working on? And they were behind their computer. And they just, I thought they ignored me, but they had their headphones in. So I was like,
you were like, I'm so hurt.
And I'm like, I was just trying to make friends. But anyway, another person said, Kelly, she said, sometimes connecting with other creatives is hard. So what's one way that you connect with other creatives, Amanda?
Ooh, okay. Well, one of my favorite things, which is really sad this year we didn't have, but Indie Craft Parade, I love going around and just, like, literally asking people how they started their business.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah, I love Indie.
Yeah. And also on Instagram, I just follow a lot of creatives. Mm-hmm. Creatives that are bigger than me, creatives that are way smaller than me. Mm-hmm. People that are in my audience. I like to support my audience because a lot of them are creators. Mm-hmm. So I follow their projects. And honestly, Instagram has become my Pinterest. But what I love about Instagram is that you can, like, you know, DM the person behind the content.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have stories, so you can, like, engage with them.
For sure.
So I've started kind of, like, cultivating a feed of just creativity. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can write them. And every magazine, we have a creative person featured. And, I've had one for every single one.
I love
because
that.
Of mm-hmm. the Instagram. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, follow and support them.
Yeah, I know. I love social media. And I'm pretty open to just messaging people. And I know that might be cringy to ask people for advice or whatever, but I always do it, and they reply for the most part. And when you do talk to them on social media, when you do meet in person, if you do meet in person, then you have something in common to talk about already. Mm-hmm. So that's that's good advice, hopefully, moving forward if you don't quite know how to connect with other creatives. And then somebody else said, I freeze up and sound like a robot, but she said that she's getting better because as a photographer, she's a photographer, you do have to combat that. It's awkward if you make things awkward mm-hmm. as a photographer, so just making sure that you embrace your awkwardness and, like, just laugh it off. It's okay. Like, I am totally awkward, and I'm not, like, proud of it, but I'm also just like, oh, Abby, like, you're so silly.
And that
silly.
Probably makes them more at ease, because they're like, oh, she's a person, too.
Yeah. Yeah, like, you don't have to pretend like you're some high-end, I don't know, CEO of your photography business.
It's all chill.
And then, of course, just practicing. I would say vlogging, like, for Instagram, like, just for stories, that really helps me, because then I'm basically practicing communication.
Hmm.
every day. Yeah. And then even this podcast, LOL.
Very helpful.
Yeah. And then I think this is the last one, but it's from Anna Elizabeth, which I met her through Amanda Brown.
Yes. She's so sweet. I love her red hair. Anna, we love your red hair.
All right. Well, she said that she dislikes it when her energy runs out. And how would you combat that, Amanda? Like, what's one weekly routine that you have to kind of recharge?
I feel like I already battled about this in the first point, but, like, I just like chilling and resetting because I know as an introvert, that's a super huge thing. So I used to have this routine, which this was more during quarantine, but every Saturday I would make a special protein waffle recipe because I love waffles. I've been craving them, and I found a good gluten-free, dairy-free recipe, which is hard to do.
It's like nothing.
I know. And then I would make myself a cup of coffee, do devotions, just for like an hour. And it was so relaxing. Most of my family were gone that morning. And then I would, like, you know, get some stuff done, but then take a walk. So I know not everyone can have a specific day that they're, like, resetting. But if you can just have these rhythms and routines, like, every night when I come home from work, this might sound bad, but I try to, like, you know, watch one YouTube video before the night ends just because it like, resets me and reminds me that, you know, like, I can laugh, I can have fun.
You can relax.
Yeah. And it even inspires me because a lot of the people I follow are creators. So finding things like that to reset.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for me, I usually try to save Sunday since there's no work that day. I go to church in the morning and then in the afternoon I either, like, film a video or just edit. But for me, like, that's kind of just fun. Like, I can be in front of the TV editing pictures. And just, like, kind of vegging a little bit. And there's no shame in that. That really helps me. And then I also try to schedule my events. There's two ways. I either schedule meetings and, like, meetups the same day. Like, all of them at once. And, like, I can just
get it over with.
Basically dump my energy out. Or I like to spread them out. Which one do you like better? Do you like spreading your...
I have to spread it out. Like, literally 2 weeks ago, someone was like, hey, can you do this thing? I was like, sorry, I'm already doing one thing that day. I can't do anything else. But it was, like, social.
Yeah, it depends. So, like, for me, I like to schedule them all at once so that the next days I have nothing. So, I mean, you can try both ways if you want. But those are little tips for you guys, you introvert creatives. But let's move on to extrovert creatives.
Yes. So these aren't, like, questions that are, that Abby's audience wrote in and asked, but these are more, like, general tips for being an extrovert. Hopefully, when I wrote this, I was, like, really tired, so I hope these don't sound, like, super salty.
Oh.
But hopefully not.
We do like extroverts, guys.
I know. I was like, I'm being so mean to them. No. So my first tip is, like, to know how to give critique and love. Definitely, I would definitely give it. Because freshman year starting out, I hated critique because I'm an introvert again. I didn't ever ask for it. And now, because of people like you, I ask for critique. So I think lovingly, you know,
sharing,
your thoughts and critique is when introverts will be like, oh, wow, that was actually super helpful. I should ask for critique more. I would also suggest you give people their space. I don't know. This happens a lot where I'll be working on something and someone will just, like, walk over and start looking. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Like, this looks abominable right now. And they'll start giving... advice, and I'm like, well, but it's not finished yet, so of course it looks bad. So, like, I guess I would say do it sometimes because people need to get out of their comfort zone. Like, let's be serious.
I wonder if extroverts do that because they want to make sure that you, like, they want to relate to you and they want something to talk about together.
I think so.
Maybe.
Because I'm very much like a, okay, this is class time, I'm working, everybody sit at your desk and work.
Oh, my word.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I was so bad at school because me and my friend would just talk the whole time and I don't think I got anything done.
And that sounds like fun, but lately I think all of the seniors are so tired, it's just not happening. So, also, I would suggest that you defend the introverts when needed. You know, like, sometimes you can help them get their ideas across, you can try to be their advocate or ambassador, because sometimes, I don't know, okay, so my grandpa is, like, super, super, super introverted and quiet. Aww. And when he wants to talk, he'll, like, move his arms, kind of, and he'll, like, keep opening his mouth, opening and closing it.
Yeah.
And all of us family have, like, learned that, so we'll look at him and be like, okay, Bob, what do you want to say? Go ahead and say it. It's
That's
okay.
So cute.
Like, you know, noticing, okay, she keeps blinking, like, she looks really awkward, but I think she wants to say something and be like, Amanda, do you have something to
say?
Yes. That's really helpful because...
Yeah, I've experienced both sides of that because I do try to let, you know, quieter people speak.
Mm-hmm.
But then I have had those moments where, like, I've said something and I've mumbled it.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody beside me would be like, Abby said, go ahead, Abby. And I just felt so valued.
Literally, I felt heard.
So nice. I felt heard. Exactly.
Let's see. So another thing is to be that person that gathers people together for think tanks or creative critiques. I know, like, I've had friends who will be like, Amanda, let's go out on the weekends. And I'm, you know, I tend to be like Friday, Saturday are my days, and Sunday I'm not doing anything. But it's it is nice when people invite me to do stuff and that I'm like, oh, that's right, I should probably get out of the house on those days. So, and then even do photo shoots or film in public. Like, this used to be really scary to me, but I've done it a couple times now. It, like, depends on the place. There was one time we filmed at a coffee shop or took pictures, and we actually, they came over and got in trouble.
Wait, did we? I don't think so.
This was at
Golden Brown?
No, it was at Junto.
Yeah, because you have to pay there.
Yeah. I was, like, super embarrassed, but, I mean, they were nice. I'm just, I don't like when people, like, correct me, which sounds bad. I just feel like I failed or something. I don't know.
Oh, I see.
It's weird.
Yeah, that's a tip, guys. Make sure that wherever you shoot, make sure you check first if you're allowed to.
Yes. And like, and it makes sense. Like, they had set it up, and that was their setup, so I get that. But, yeah, just, I would say,
use your confidence to your advantage as an extrovert.
Yes.
So.
That's a good way to put it.
All right.
Now that my throat's sore.
That was a very long episode, I think.
It's 43 minutes.
Okay, that's not bad. I think it's one of our longest episodes.
Yeah.
But I think we shared a lot of advice, and we also rambled a bit, but it's fine.
It's all good.
It was fun. Okay, well, we will be doing a poll, I think, on our Instagram when this launches. To see whether or not you're an intro or extrovert.
Yes.
But hopefully through this podcast, you figured out what type you are, and if you're still unsure, go ahead and re-listen to this episode.
Take notes.
Or go and do your Myers-Briggs test. But it's totally fluid. Like, you can't box yourself in. As I said, I'm both, and Amanda's pretty much both. Like, we know how to be extroverted, and we know how to be introverted.
Adaptable.
Yeah, we're very adaptable gals. don't box yourself in and just learn to use both sides to your advantage and just learn how to help others with it. So whichever trait you have, introvert or extrovert or both as a creative, it doesn't matter as long as you
keep creating in progress.